Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Life is not an accident. There is a purpose and meaning to every life. The meaning of life, according to the Christian faith, is ultimately found in Jesus Christ. In Him, the questions about identity, origin, meaning, purpose, and destiny are answered with profound hope. We are the beloved children of God, created by our Heavenly Father to reflect His glory, walk in His love, and do His will in our lives. You see, the key to the Christian life is living out of your born-again spirit instead of your flesh. God has already prepared the good works He has for us, and He did it with the purpose that we walk in them. In today's message titled, What's Life Really About?, Evangelist Paul Akwa expounds on the true meaning to a fulfilled life by following the examples of believers given in the Bible. Let's join in.
The Christian life is like an athletic program. After salvation, God set us on a race of life. So when we were saved, He said, "This is the direction I want you to live your life. For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." That's recorded in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. So this is your goal. Walk in good works that are set before you. Be in the race set for you. And that's what God is saying to you and me. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And that is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. So in this race of life, we have encouragers. That's what the Bible is saying. We have people who influence us. Being in the race set for us is fulfilling the purpose for which God created us. There is a purpose for which God created every one of us. And until a person accomplishes that, or in the process of doing so, he or she will never be living an abundant life, or living a life worth living, or living a fulfilled life. You may have all the money you want, or all the relationship you want. You are not living the abundant life Christ came to give you as a believer if you are not in the race of life set before you. So it's like an athletic program, my friend. That is, if you are not living in the will of God, seeking to obey Him, you will never find fulfillment. If you don't walk in the good works that God prepared before the foundation of this earth, you will never be satisfied in life. You will never be able to fill that void with anything in life than walking in the will of God. So, my friend, we need to walk in the good works that God prepared for us and not to walk away from them. For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Now the race of life becomes more personal when we read Hebrews 12:2, which says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So it's not a matter of speed, but a matter of being able to last. It's about being able to run the whole length. In our Christian lives, we also have those things that impede and hinder our walk. So important to note that. Anything that hinders our keeping the pace of God is a distraction. It must be laid aside. Turn away from it, my friend. We are to lay aside those things that hinder and distract us in our Christian walk. As we are living in the will of God, anything that hinders gets our attention and leads us away from the will and purposes of God must be dealt with. We have to take note of this. That can be a habit in our lives, some sport or even watching TV, anything which is being overemphasized in our lives. That means something we give special importance or value to. It may even be doubt or fear, action, attitude or relationship. Anything that hinders, impedes, slows us down or gets us out of the will of God must be dealt with. Those things may have to be removed. We have to look in our own lives and say, what is it in my lifestyle that hinders me or keeps me away from focusing on my God-given goal? What is it in my lifestyle that hinders me or keeps me away from following His will or allowing Him to work His way in my life? What are those things? We all have to examine ourselves and lay aside the sin that ensnares us. Sometimes it's not easy to identify. We may have some habits in our lives that have been there for years, and we may say, that's just the way I am. But it may be retarding and impeding your walk with God. It may be hindering and distracting you, and that can retard your spiritual walk. Sometimes it could be just a little doubt that lingers in our lives. We may think, does God even care or have planned for my life? We may think so. Do we make decisions and ask God to bless us? Or do we ask the mind of God before we make those decisions? Let's ask ourselves. And so there are many areas that we can make them hinder our race and walk with the Lord. So first, we must examine ourselves to see what's hindering us. Secondly, we must make a decision to deal with it and thank the Lord for showing us this. It may not even be deliberate, known, willful sin. Acknowledge that it's hindering your walk and therefore needs to be laid aside. You are holding on something that's keeping you from the good work that you are supposed to be walking in. Whatever it may be, put it aside, walk away from it. Turn away from it and make it right between you and God. That's easily said than done. And so we must depend on the Holy Spirit to help us deal with it. He is our helper. Lay aside those things that impede and hinder our progress in walking in the will of God. His timing and pace, they are so important. Anything that gets my attention and diverts my course is a hindrance. The sin that so easily ensnares us, entangles us. What does the Bible mean by that? It may be a weakness such as doubt, finances, lust, or whatever it might be. Something you keep struggling with. Something we know to be deliberate, willful choices of disobedience to God. We fall into the sin most frequently or most easily. We must deal with those things if we will be able to walk in the good works God prepared for us, because they are the things that let us fall away from the track. They are the things that keep us away instead of keeping our eyes on the goal set before us. They are strongholds that need self-discipline to deal with. Nothing in this life is so valuable that we can justify saying no to God. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can justify us saying no to God. If the Lord has identified something that has become a hindrance to walking in His will, then deal with it and renew your fellowship with the Lord. The worst thing is to distance yourself from the plan of God for your life. When that happens, your security and everything around you begins to unravel. Nothing will be right because God is our guide. He is our protection. He is our peace. He is our provision. You see, athletes or runners must keep practicing and be self-disciplined in order to win the race. Self-discipline in order to win the race is extremely important, and the same thing is needed in the Christian life. It requires strong self-discipline on our part to be kept in the race of life. And even though when you receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, He's living His life through you, that doesn't mean we do not bring every area of our lives under discipline, under the will, plan, and purposes of God. We must lay these things aside, but sometimes it's not that easy to do. We must rely on God and trust in Him. That's why we have to stay in the will of God. What does God say about this? How did He work in other people's lives in the Old Testament? How did God give them victory? How does He work in other people's lives? So there are things that we are to bring under discipline in our lives in order to live fulfilled lives. No doubt the Bible is saying, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So running with endurance means there will be hardships, there will be trials, there will be difficulties, adversity, and suffering. Endurance means I must be steadfast, strong, and be willing to stand against all kinds of opposition and all the things that will hinder us in our Christian walk. And so the Bible says, let's run with endurance. That means moving in the direction God is leading us, no matter what we face. We are not going to quit because of mountains of obstacles in our way, thinking, how will I be able to climb this? Or when the road seems to be deserted and empty, thinking, why do I have to walk through this? And when it becomes so dark that we don't see our way clear, the person who is weak will say, forget it, I give up, I quit. This is why sometimes we find people who used to come to church and serve the Lord, but no longer do. And when we ask them, what happened? They say, something wasn't working for me. But the Christian life works, let me assure you. Rather, we are the ones who don't want to work. We are the ones who want to quit. I pray that that will not be your portion. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so, so that you will be able to run the race that has been set before you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.